Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Strong Water, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Says, come on home. It's where you belong. But the ocean's way. Says you're wrong. I'm a sailor.
Have you guys always been four-piece, or did I read someplace that this band has been as small as two and as large as, like, eight?
That's true, yeah. So Strong Water started off as more of, like, a singer-songwriter kind of thing. It was just me and a fiddle player, and then we added a cello, and then we added drums, and then we added another banjo player and a female singer, so six total. Violin and cello were a thing for a while, probably about a year or so.
Okay.
And then that's when I asked Evan to come play drums with us, I think.
Yeah. Roughly around that time.
Well, that's kind of a big deal. I mean, you all talk about your music as being sort of genre breaking or genre bending, at least. Was it that point when you decided you were going to add percussion and bring in Evan that you really felt like that transformation started to happen in your sound and the kind of things you were writing?
Yeah, it definitely did. So, anyone ever heard of a name, Gregory Alan Isakoff? He's a musician, singer-songwriter.
Yes.
He's my favorite, literally all-time favorite musician. I'm actually in love with his music. So when I first started writing music, I was trying to write stuff like that, similar to that vein, like metaphor-heavy, just like very like melodic. I think it did okay, but it wasn't propelling me forward in any way. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to change the way we sound a little bit. So add a little bit more percussion to get more energy. And then I also used to be in like a heavy rock band out of Richmond, Virginia. Like pretty heavy, like a band like, you ever heard of a band called Chevelle? Anyway, it's like heavy rock, like no screaming, but on the verge of screaming. Thank you.
Tim Cannon, you're the only person who has yet to step up to a microphone. Not only is Greg playing sort of a kind of a non-traditional instrument for a lead front guy, mm-hmm. but you're also playing, frankly, a very strange-looking banjo.
So it's actually it's an electric banjo. It's just like a traditional banjo, just a resonator. Actually, this banjo, Greg and his wife actually crowdfunded this banjo for me. So the actual banjo itself, instead of like your standard traditional banjo, it's all one piece. So usually banjos are a neck, and then you have the drum, and they're connected by a rod. And so this is just one solid full piece of wood, kind of like an electric guitar would be. And then it just has a drum head inserted into it. So you can still get the twang of the banjo, but it doesn't give you as much feedback.
Can you play it just a little bit? Pluck on it a little bit? Yeah, that's a good sound. And sort of sounds like an open back band. Do you play it through effects ever or just through a direct box into an amp?
So I would. I actually just got this a week ago.
Oh, you did?
So right before I got on the tour.
This is
This is who we are. Don't ask us why.
Thank you.
How did you get involved with these guys?
I actually had mutual friends with Greg. Didn't really know him. I actually was a really big fan of the band. I'm a number of years younger, or I think 3 years younger in school. We actually met at a Matt Corby concert, he's an Australian musician who was on an American tour in D.C., or he was at a show in D.C., and we just went to the same show. Huh. I saw my mutual friends, and somehow Greg and I just became very quick friends.
Nice.
And then we just started hanging out. And then at some point, he asked me if I wanted to play guitar, because I'm actually originally a guitar player. I said, well, you just lost a banjo player. So I said, well, hey, I play banjo. Can I just play banjo for you instead? I come from on my mom's side, a line of farmers, dairy farmers up in New York, up in southern New York. And so they're really big into bluegrass. Actually, it's kind of surprising that there's bluegrass all the way up that far, but there is. There's a big, big culture up there. I actually was gifted a banjo by my uncle. It was like a loan. It wasn't really a gift. He like loaned it to me. At that point, I was just really interested in playing all sorts of random instruments. Not very well, but I liked playing them. I was very interested in them.
Yeah.
My family was very supportive of me learning that, specifically my mom.
You always say you're sorry. You always say I'm wrong. And yet you still keep calling. Oh, it's better. I know she's gone. So it's better. I know she's gone. Something new, she's something
Evan, back there on the drums. How long have you been associated with Strongwater?
So I've been playing with Greg since like 2015, and I'll be celebrating 5 years with the band in January, actually, which is pretty surprising. It feels like it's a lot longer sometimes and a lot shorter.
Yeah, you're really a significant part of the sound.
Actually, I got into music playing piano. I played for 3 years, took lessons, and I also grew up in the choral world. I was in the Shenandoah Valley Children's Choir for several years, actually, and had some great people who taught me music theory and that kind of thing. So it kind of, you know, drove me to those basics at a very young age, and I really appreciate that. I started taking drum lessons at the age of 10 and ended up playing in, you know, high school band and in jazz band and you know, concert band and all that kind of stuff. And I also sang in chorus too. And also around that time, my family actually got into Civil War reenacting. You know, my mom was a seamstress. She made all the clothes, and we ended up volunteering at Newmarket Battlefield for about 15 years. I really feel like that has kind of shaped me as a musician as well, understanding those, you know, being around the old time music in the camps, and then also that, you know, very military, you know, structured kind of music as well. So.
Back then when I was young, used to sing the song of love. But my heart didn't know why. Always looked to the sky. And I'm saying, please take me home to the streets of gold, where I'll never be alone. Not forever be your own. Things that have come to pass, heart has changed through it all. Now I wait for your call, and I'm saying, please take me home to the streets of gold, where I'll never be alone, never ever be yours.
We would like to thank Strong Water for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We have a special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media, and also to Nick Lazaroff for his photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and for listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Especially we thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. Remember, we have a new schedule on WEKU. 2 hours of Red Barn begin your Saturday evening with an encore performance of Red Barn Radio at 6 p.m., our latest program at 7 p.m., and then that program is rebroadcast for you Sundays at 8 p.m. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall here at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Once again, folks, give it up for Strong Water. Let's hear some more music.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Greg, JJ, Evan, and Tim for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at weku.fm. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Collins, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Gobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.